Let's do the numbers to set up this next story. 7 Pacific Northwest veterans of World War II leave on July 30th for Tokyo. They're carrying 70 captured Japanese flags to return for the 70th anniversary of the end of the war. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on a journey rich with symbolism, but which may nearly bankrupt its organizers.
It's been nearly 70 years since Dallas Britt last set foot in Japan. Back then, he was a battle-hardened infantryman in the U.S. Army's occupation force. Britt learned a few words of Japanese and a children's song.
It goes like this. Ami ami hoodi hoodi kasonga.
Now, all these years later, the 89-year-old chiropractor from Auburn, Washington, is going back to Japan on a new mission to resolve some old business. It has to do with this. During the war in the Pacific, many soldiers collected mementos from the battlefield, flags especially.
The flag is basically about 2.5 feet long and maybe a foot and a half wide like this. Has a red rising sun in the middle of it, and then has all this Japanese writing all around it and everything else.
Britt's war prize was so common, it has an English name, a good luck flag. It was a personal item, a traditional send-off gift from family or co-workers to a Japanese soldier or sailor.
This flag was taken off of a dead soldier just to happen to be a souvenir that they picked up now.
He took it during a battle in 1945 that ousted the Japanese from the island of Ieshima near Okinawa. Britt said he didn't understand until this summer the significance the flag might hold to the fallen soldier's family.
It's like taking, if you found a dead GI and taking his dog tags off him and being able to send it back to his parents. That's the only connection he would have with it, because he wouldn't know where he was buried or nothing else. What a wonderful thing to be able to return it to these people and be able to get it back to their relatives.
The family attached to this flag has not been identified yet. Britt is joined in the repatriation mission by 6 other World War II combat veterans from Oregon and Washington. Pearl Harbor survivor Ed Johan of Lincoln City, Oregon, says the group travels in the spirit of reconciliation.
I have no animosity towards any of those people. We all, their military and our military, were just following orders, and we had no say-so of what our feelings didn't matter.
Between them, the 7 veterans will deliver 70 war flags to high Japanese officials or priests in Tokyo.
I think it's a gesture that should be appreciated by everyone.
A relatively new humanitarian nonprofit based in Astoria, Oregon, conceived this mission and gathered the flags from aging veterans or their children around the U.S. The nonprofit's name is Obon 2015. A Japanese-American couple, Rex and Keiko Zeke, co-founded it. Rex Zeke says they could have just mailed the flags to a Japanese ministry, but they concluded hand delivery by former combatants would send a more powerful message.
We thought, when in history has there ever been a time when soldiers who were fighting against an enemy return 70 years later with items that were taken from the battlefield as souvenirs showing I captured and dominated this enemy, and now they are being returned with the sentiment of, here, we hope this brings closure.
The Zeeks picked their couriers from a list of healthy and mobile World War II vets. The list came from another nonprofit called Honor Flight Network. Zeke assumed the Defense Department would provide free transport and housing for the week-long trip to Tokyo, that based on early enthusiasm shown by military contacts stateside and in Japan. But the logistical support fell through at the 11th hour.
Keiko calls a bank and tries to get as much credit on her credit card. And because we had to make a choice, do we say, okay, the military says they won't support us? Do we tell everybody it's over? Or do we try to make it happen? And we are trying to make it happen.
So far, they've charged more than $40,000 in plane tickets alone. Zeke fears the trip will nearly bankrupt his household. He and Keiko are losing sleep over it. A friend has set up a crowdfunding site to raise money. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.